their disciples. Now come with me a minute with Jesus. What does it tell you that when he's walking on the shore of the sea, Peter, Andrew, James, and John are fishing? They didn't get into anybody's school. Understand this. Now, we don't know whether it's because they didn't even try and they didn't even know. Maybe they didn't think they were good enough, or maybe they did try as hard as they could to get into a rabbi school, and the rabbis all said, you know, Peter, you're really good, but you just don't have what it takes to intensely study the scripture and to be like me. I'm sorry, go back and be a godly fisherman. Now, you say, oh, that's, listen, most kids don't get in. To this day, most kids don't get in. It's like the NBA. Every kid who comes into middle school is going to make the NBA if he has basketball talent. By the time you get out of high school, you're a little bit more realistic. Not Jesus' disciples are the average kids. Understand this. They're fishing. They weren't in anybody else's school. Nobody else had either wanted them or called them, or if they had asked anybody else, nobody else had accepted them. That's compelling to me, because sometimes I think we buy into the Hellenistic model that you have to be an all-star academically or something in order to be in the kingdom of heaven as a disciple of Jesus. He's picking ordinary people. Second, you know, in my understanding, I've even heard a pastor say this not so long ago. He was surprised when Jesus called Peter that Peter dropped his nets to follow Jesus. Are you kidding me? Do you understand the rabbi? Every kid who loves God wants more than anything else in the whole world to have the gifts from God, to have the passion in his heart and soul, to be intense enough and good enough to be an apprentice with the great rabbis. Now, assume with me for a moment that Peter didn't make it in anybody else's school. Andrew didn't make it in anybody else's school. If Luke's chronology is right, Jesus has already done miracles. He's already got a reputation. And Jesus walks up to those guys who are fishing, and he says, come, follow me. Are you kidding me? This is Jesus of Nazareth. Listen, Peter broke Olympic records getting home, saying, Mom, Dad, guess what? Rabbi Jesus from Nazareth thinks I could be like him. What about you? You see, the power of the New Testament story of disciple is not only, not solely, that Jesus is the greatest rabbi in my mind who ever lived. Not only because he's the Son of God, but because he was a fantastic rabbi too. But the power is that Jesus picked disciples because he believed in them. You know what that meant to those kids? Have you ever had someone who believed in you even when you didn't believe in yourself? I'm a teacher. If you want to bless your child or grandchild that's in school, I don't care what level, communicate to him or her that regardless, you believe in them as people. Jesus sits at the Last Supper with these disciples. They're expecting a 15-year training program. Jesus looks at them and they're having, well, let me say one more thing first. How old do you think those disciples were? See, every piece of art you see makes them my age. Well, maybe not that old. Come on, don't laugh at that. That wasn't a joke. Anyway, listen, from a Jewish point of view, it's far more likely that some of those disciples are high school kids. At what age do you join a great rabbi? 15. You say, yeah, but Peter and Andrew own their own fishing business. At what age do you go into the family business? 12. Matthew's collecting taxes. I understand, so maybe he's older. But it's also possible that Matthew is kneeling on the beach, counting the fish coming out of the net, putting his share in a basket, bringing them to market to sell, and bringing the money home to Dad. So that doesn't even prove that Matthew is older. Why does Jesus say, anyone who gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is known as my disciple, why does he call his disciple?